Videos of fatal shootings by police have caused cities to rethink how they investigate allegations of officer misconduct and excessive force. In Chicago, the city council just approved a new police oversight agency. And this is the latest effort to heal a fractured relationship between police and residents. But critics say the new agency doesn't give community groups much of what they wanted. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
There are a couple of reasons why the agency that investigates police misconduct cases in Chicago is getting an overhaul. First, in hundreds of cases, the Independent Police Review Authority, or IPRA, rarely found police at fault. And second, last year's release of a videotape showing a white officer fatally shooting a black teenager caused a national uproar.
16 shots in the cover-up.
Say what?
16 shots in the cover-up.
The video showed Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times. It prompted big changes, including murder charges against Van Dyke, an investigation by the U.S. Justice Department, and Chicago's own effort to police its police. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the city has already taken several steps to change the way the police department works.
From body cameras to tasers to different types of training, to de-escalation.
And now, a new police oversight agency called the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, which will have subpoena power. The city also created a position for a new deputy inspector general to keep tabs on the new agency. Emanuel's police reform plan has been in the works for months. There have been public hearings, meetings with aldermen and community groups, and changes like new restrictions on when police officers can serve as investigators. The police union doesn't like the measure, and neither do some community groups who say it doesn't go far enough and leaves the mayor with too much control over appointments. So demonstrators at City Hall chanting "Hold the vote" tried to persuade aldermen to do so. What has riled critics the most is a decision by Emanuel to delay creating a new civilian oversight board until next year. Curtis DeYoung heads a faith-based group and argues there's actually been very little community engagement.
Our commitment is that the community be able to vet what's happening so that trust can be built, rebuilt, between our mayor, our aldermen, and the police and the community. And so with this lack of transparency in what's going on, we say give us another month.
Instead, Chicago aldermen voted overwhelmingly yesterday for the Emanuel plan. That vote comes as other cities like Ferguson, Missouri, St. Louis, and Newark are instituting similar reforms. Chicago alderman Leslie Hairston voted against the plan because she worries the city's new police accountability agency won't have enough funding or independence from City Hall.
This was our chance to get it right the first time, before the U.S. Department of Justice tells us to start over again. Obviously, Chicago ain't ready for reform.
But Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the majority of aldermen who supported the new oversight agency say while it's not perfect, it's a step in the right direction, and there will be more reforms to come. Some of them perhaps mandated by the U.S. Justice Department once its investigation of the Chicago Police Department is complete. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.